In the beginning of Magid, we recite, right after the Manishtana, we recite the paragraph of Avadim Hayinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim. We begin to retell the narrative of our enslavement in Egypt. We were slaves to Paro B'Mitzrayim in Egypt. V'yotzi'inu Hashem Elokim Misham B'yad Chazaka B'zor Natuya. The Baruch Shalom took us out from there with an outstretched hand, with a strong arm. And then we go on to explain that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have taken us out of Egypt, we would still be slaves to this very day. Whether that means actual slaves, whether it means emotional, spiritual slaves. The point is that servitude, slavery, would have left its residual impact upon our soul. And at the end of that paragraph, the Haggadah writes, even if we are all wise, even if we are all elderly, even if we know the entire Torah, kulam yodim es haTorah, mitzvah aleinu lesaper biyitzias Mitzrayim. It is a mitzvah for us to go ahead and retell the Exodus narrative. V'chalamar belesaper biyitzias Mitzrayim hazer areizem meshubach. And the more you delve into the Exodus narrative, the more praiseworthy one is. And Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, asks a very interesting question. The Rav says, just grammatically, if we look at that phrase, v'afilu kulanu chachamim, even if we're all wise, even if we're all elderly, even if we're all exceptionally brilliant, even if we know the Torah, mitzvah aleinu lesaper beyitzias Mitzrayim. It is, the Rav explains, it should have been written, mitzvah aleinu lesaper es yitzias Mitzrayim. It would be a mitzvah for us to retell the Exodus narrative. Literally translated, L'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, sounds like there is a mitzvah for us to retell in the Exodus narrative. Again, the Haggadah should have just written, mitzvah l'saper, there's a mitzvah to retell, es yitzias Mitzrayim. The Exodus narrative, why write b'yitzias Mitzrayim in the Exodus narrative? And the Rebbe explains so beautifully. He says, the Rav explains so beautifully in a simple yet profound idea that the mitzvah of the Seder night is not simply to go ahead and retell the narrative, because one could retell the narrative in just a couple of moments. The goal of the Pesach Seder is to experience the narrative. The goal of the Pesach Seder is to delve into the narrative. The goal of the Pesach Seder is to relive the events of the servitude and to relive the events of the emancipation. And therefore explains the Rav, v'zehu beir divrei Haggadah. This is what the Haggadah means. Ta'afilu kulanu chachamim univodim v'yodim es haTorah kolomar shekvar yodim umavinim es haSipor l'umka. Even if we all know the story, we know all the different storylines and all the different commentaries, nevertheless, afapikein mechuyavim lahamik ulechadesh yoser biyetzias Mitzrayim. The goal is to delve deeper. The goal is not to simply tell over the narrative, but rather it's lesaper biyetzias Mitzrayim, to delve into the narrative, to experience the narrative, to try not to just tell over the story in words, but to feel the very story unfolding in our heart. And I think if we take the Rav's approach one step further, what the Haggadah is also teaching us is the way to maximize our experiences. The only way to make the most of any life experience is to be present. One has to be One has to be in the life experience to fully experience it. Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, had a very beautiful, simple but yet beautiful statement. Rav Kook said, when you daven, daven. When you learn, learn. And when you work, work. Rav Kook was explaining to us that it is only when one is singularly focused on the task at hand that one could truly maximize that task, one can maximize that moment, and gain the greatest impact. The problem we often encounter in our present-day society is our multitasking. We're no longer gone are the days where we focus on one task at a time, but very often if we're on the phone, we're answering emails, and when we're answering emails, we're on the phone. And when we're with our family, we're listening for the vibrations of the phone, we're listening for the ping of the email. When we're on vacation, we're at work. When we're at work, we're thinking about the vacation. When we're davening, we're thinking about the day ahead. And when we're at the day in our office, we're often thinking about when we could get home. And the reality is, we're never fully rooted, never fully present, never fully focused in the experience at hand. And therefore the Haggadah tells us that part of the beauty of the Leil HaSeder is to be present and to be rooted. There is nowhere else to be come Monday night. There are no other obligations come Monday night. It's true, we do have a little bit of a time issue trying to eat the afikomen before chatzos, before halachic midnight. But other than that, there is nowhere to be but with our friends, with our family, with our Seder, and with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And as such, the Baal HaGadol is teaching us, if you want to really experience the Pesach Seder, says his mitzvah alinu l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Be rooted and devoted to the experience. Give all of your attention, give all of your heart, give all of your soul, give all of your mind over to the Seder night, and you will be able to feel the stirrings of redemption unfolding in your heart. But HaGadol teaches us a lesson not just for the Leil HaSeder, but teaches us a lesson for life. Perhaps the new mantra is Mitzvah Aleinu L'Saper, and you fill in the blank, whether it's Yitzias Mitzrayim or anything else. But whatever we do in life, it has to be B'. It has to be a fully immersive experience. Whatever we do in life, let us focus our full attention. Let us focus our full self. Let us focus our full energies to whatever the task at hand may be. And in that zuchus, may be privileged to have an uplifting Pesach Seder, and may be privileged to lead impactful lives. Have a wonderful day.